Bourbon in Paris. And on this date in 1992, McDonald's opened its first fast food restaurant in the Chinese capital city, Beijing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds. I am your host, Mark Kent, once again. And it's April 23rd, 2017. I actually know what date it is. I checked.
That's scary.
It's Sunday. We're here in the studio again with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. And good morning, Linda and Red.
And Red Smith, and I'm not even going to go there.
Yep, no need. We're here, trust me.
The blended glide path the blended glide path has turned into a small strip of airport somewhere in the Costa Rican jungle.
we've changed it to the water slide of potential doom.
Exactly.
It's like a ride from Universal Studios.
Yeah, exactly. Or Atlantis, you know. Only there's a brick wall at the bottom.
Is that an underwater joke?
Yeah, it's getting pretty ugly out there, but what the heck? It's all good, isn't it? You know, I mean, you know.
Well, I'm just waiting for the final story on CalPERS that CalPERS really is nothing but a monkey with a cup on the street begging for change.
Yeah, it'd be. Well, we're probably getting close to that. Who knows? I mean, this maybe there's going to be a purge down there or something. You know, maybe the inmates will take over the prison and shiv all the guards.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They're busy dumping all of them out onto the street.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. There's so many things going on. Then, you know, you got Kevin DeLeon, the, you know, mushmouth.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Oh, it's white supremacist movement.
Yeah. Calling Donald Trump the immigration policies are based on white supremacist ideals.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
this guy is actually an elected official.
Yeah, he is. Several times over.
I mean, what was his other big statement he said not too long ago about...
So the rule of law is a white supremacist idea?
Yeah, that's it. The rule of law. What's that? I mean, that's what we're trying to reestablish here, and I don't understand. You know, it's the rule... Right now, we've got the rule of, hey, you know, can I manipulate you with BS?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I keep hearing over and over again. You know, it's like the reparations, the students. Oh, yeah. You know, we need reparations for something that happened 150 years ago, and you need to pay because your skin is a different color. And but that's not manipulation or anything, is it?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it is, because exactly how far back do reparations go? Because as an Irishman, I got a bit of a tab with some people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that we need to go after the English for taking our potatoes. And you know.
Yeah, we still don't have the northern half of our island back.
Well, I'm thinking we should see something like Braveheart, only we'd all be lined up with potato guns. You know? Longshanks with the bows over there. Yeah.
Cherry Longshanks Brown.
Hold. Yeah, Moonbeam Brown in charge of the crown.
Yeah, the tribes are coming from the highlands. Which ones? All of them.
I swear, it just gets so, it is so weird out there right now that you can't make this crap up. You know, you got the Senate pro tem leader down there in Sacramento saying that rule of law is a white supremacist plan to take over. What?
Yeah, that's really what he said.
What? It's like, I guess after the Cal exit thing sort of fell into the abyss because there was not enough support to break off from the union and start your own country called Pacifico.
I'm not sure that they're done with that.
I think there's a beer named that, Pacifico, isn't there?
I think that's kind of a reassess, reevaluate, collect some money, and come back at it a different way.
Well, that's what a lot of this stuff is, you know, is just to get their constituents all, you know, on fire to donate to whatever various George Soros organization that they can find.
Yeah, don't think we've heard the last of CalExit.
CalExit.
So, although the one guy looks like he'll be moving back to Russia. And that's kind of where the rift is occurring, whereas Marcus Ruiz Evans, the main spokesman for CalExit, will be sticking around and is reaching out to other groups to kind of push the idea and the concept forward.
That ought to be good on your resume. I mean, you know, gee, you know, I want to be a presidente of a country that splits off from the United States, or I'll go to Russia and defect. You know, but I'll put this on my resume and maybe I'll apply for the alcalde position down in Venezuela.
Maybe. I think they need a new alcalde down there.
Yeah, I think they're going to do an alcaldron on the guy down there pretty soon that's in power. I guess it's getting pretty ugly. They're starting to shoot people, and you know, I was watching a video.
Troops in the streets.
Yeah, yeah. I watched a video the other day. A gal was, you know, had her cell phone, and she's screaming in Spanish, which I didn't quite get the whole translation. But they're walking around the streets. Anybody pokes their head out, they shoot at them with shotguns. She got hit in the face. You know,
it's all good down there. They
that's
say
that's your policeman
bargain basement discount hotel prices according to booking.com.
Yeah,
no problem.
That's a serve and protect. In the meantime, they've confiscated everybody's weapons. Just don't know. I couldn't imagine. Wow, you know,
and their food
and yeah, the food thing. You know, there's always the food thing. And then if you don't have your weapons, you can't really defend yourself from the you know. Police,
yeah,
or the army. I guess the army took over. There's probably not policia involved anymore.
Yeah, no, it's the Venezuelan military.
Yeah, that's it. Give up all your guns because you think they're dangerous. And
I'm telling you, Venezuela is a tourist hotspot. Tell them that you're a Bernie Sanders fan. Get a discount.
This is the kind of you know, true socialism that the Bernie fans were espousing. We want South American type socialism.
Yeah, the Banana Republic.
Yeah, we want to be like Venezuela.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Somebody better go get Big O back and tell him he can finish being the Banana Republic.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, don't you guys look around at all and see what's going on? Yeah, you know, Venezuela was the model of happiness 20 years ago, and then, yeah, the socialists sort of took over.
When was it ever a happy place?
It was actually voted to be a happy place.
Yeah, like those people in Denmark is the happiest country in the world. Yeah, 64.5% tax rate.
Top 10 countdown, happiest places in the world.
Yeah.
That we made up.
Yeah, who was doing the voting?
The Star Chamber voted on that one, I think.
Yeah. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Yeah. Voted happiest places to live by the guy holding the gun to my head. Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I've got this article I'm looking at right here, and Kim's from it.
Now, is that a picture of Venezuela or Berkeley?
I'm not sure. You know, I mean, Berkeley is a, well, the guy down there, the chief of, or the mayor, or whoever he is, chief of police, somebody, actually is a member of the Antifada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee, yeah. Which means that they support terrorism. And it's kind of like the gays marching for Islam. It just does not make any sense.
Well, did you see the thing that the Berkeley police got caught doing? Their application for the protest in Berkeley for Antifa, they actually had a box to check that says, do you wish to have any arrests, any what's the word that I'm looking for?
Detainment? I don't know.
Ceremonial arrests or
citizens
for
arrest?
show. Did you want any arrests for show?
I didn't know you could do that. Yeah, I went. We just want to make it
it look good. Yeah, so here, let me
symbolic. That's what
a symbolic arrest.
That's the word I'm.
You're under
for.
Arrest. Let's go have Starbucks coffee now.
Yeah, you had the option to sign up to be symbolically arrested at the protest in Berkeley.
These are the Berkeley cops.
The
same ones who looked the other way when the Trump supporters were getting beaten up.
See, they do it a different way in Venezuela. they symbolically beat you into the ground before they arrest you.
That's funny. You know, everybody goes, oh, socialism doesn't work. Communism doesn't work. It works 100% every time.
Yeah, if you're the guy that's trying to take over the country.
Yeah, it always works.
Yeah.
In failure, it always ends. We know exactly how it's going to end.
It's very successful.
Well, it usually ends in tear gas.
It ends in tear gas and starvation every time.
Every single time. Mm. Yeah, anyway, I'm looking at this, Caracas, Venezuela. The police fired tear gas into the crowds at the mother of all marches. I guess they just missed this on Fox and CNN. I don't know. I mean, I guess there was some more important stories.
Wait,
like
Fox News is our friend.
What?
They're not?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
I felt.
Darn, I must have missed that one.
You missed the memo, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 12 years ago.
And now the big thing about O'Reilly. O'Reilly's been fired.
Thank God.
It's like, meh. So, yeah, I mean, but going back to Venezuela. I mean, and, you know, all the news coverage that it has received, you know, we got a young man killed by gunfire, protesters accusing Maduro of using dictatorial powers to quash protests against the growing economic crisis. Wow.
In dictatorial powers, is that when you hold a gun to the Supreme Court's head and make them dissolve the legislature?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you know.
That might be a problem.
Yeah, Maduro, though, assures Venezuelans that he'll be next to them in battle as he calls them to begin a civil war. In other words, you know.
He didn't say how he was going to be next to them.
Begin a civil war against who? Themselves?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
Now, I'm going to need half of you to kill the other half of you because there's just too many of you.
And whatever half wins, I'm on your team.
Yeah. All righty.
But I'm standing next to you.
Yeah.
And so he's calling for support, citizen support, to defend his collectivist government against the current uprisings. Who are the citizens?
The citizens.
Uprising against the government. And we need collect, but okay. So in other words, we want the communists to squash or quash or beat down or beat back the free market thinkers who want to be like in control of their own government.
I'm not even sure that they've taken so far as free market thinking and capitalism. I think they've made it to about I'm hungry.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's the new party called We Want Groceries.
Yeah, my children are starving.
Yeah. And so that works well in a South American style socialistic, you know, environment.
Yeah, rise up against yourselves.
That's right. You know, because the government has not overspent or, you know, done a debt thing. And I saw some guy on Fox News the other day. Oh, it's because the oil prices went down. Really? So oil was their only source.
Fox News is our friend.
I know. I miss the days when I thought O'Reilly was God.
No, well, that, never, really. That never happened. That never happened.
Oops. Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway.
I always thought he was a putt.
Well, you know, I kind of lost my flavor for O'Reilly when, you know, he refused to report, you know, and said that on the Obama birth certificate thing that, you know, Obama's father lived in Connecticut for a while, and that's why his Social Security matched up with somebody who was dead in, you know, in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was good reporting.
Why is it always Connecticut?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah. So, but the guy never lived there, and it's like, that's the last you heard of it, you know. And so, you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, and then they just blow that stuff off. They don't want to hear. They make, you know, fun of anybody who disagrees with them. And the same for the left. So we got the right who pretends they're the left, mm-hmm. and the left who pretends they're, you know, the middle. And in the meantime, we've got the huge riots and people marching all over Venezuela. And nobody even talks about it because, I don't know. You know, maybe it's the, you know, it's like I said, the gays, you know, protesting Islam. Or not, oh, wait a minute. No, they want Islam. They want Islam to be, you know, in sanctuary cities, blah, 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 blah. And I guess they missed that little part about getting thrown off buildings in the Middle
Beheaded,
East. Yeah.
Stoned to death.
Yeah.
You know, all those horrible things.
Yeah. Well, in an unrelated story, CIA says WikiLeaks is a non-state hostile intelligence service and wants to bring its founder, Julian Assange, to U.S. for trial. Let's see. A non-state hostile intelligence service. That sounds like them.
Yeah, they would be a state hostile intelligence service.
Oh, I'm sorry. So they're a state-run.
And doesn't a non-state hostile intelligence service pretty much describe the press?
Yeah. They're a non-state hostile intelligence service. Well, they're not really intelligent, but they're hostile. You know, they're not really a service. They're more of a propaganda spewing.
Well, no, they don't really slant information. They just put it out there.
Well, no, they don't slant information. Have you watched CNN lately?
Oh, no, I mean WikiLeaks.
Oh, WikiLeaks. Oh, those guys.
No, I said the press. What is that got to do with CNN?
Oh, those bastards. I don't know.
That's a marketing company.
Yeah, CNN. What does that stand for again?
Clinton. Communist News Network.
I thought it was Clinton News Network. That's the same thing, kind of. So the FBI and the CIA have admitted that the Vault 7 CIA data published by WikiLeaks was not hacked by Russians.
No.
It's not the Russians? It's not the Russians who got...
It's always the Russians.
It's the, in a deep covert operation about our elections, they revealed the emails on an unsecured server. We should, you know, I sent you an email, Bob, with the Sound of Music for Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and play that if you want to, and that kind of tells it all. And, you know, and this whole WikiLeaks thing, they're going after them because they actually revealed
that information. The government is spying on you through your TV,
and
your phone, your computer.
Oh, and you know, that the news
and
is
everything
in,
else.
And the news is in collusion with the campaign. Mm-hmm. Of Hillary Clinton and all kinds of little tidbits that Russia did because they – why?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
You really like that.
I do.
You like it too much.
I do. It's such a joke.
Yeah. U.S. authorities have prepared charges to seek the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. U.S. officials familiar with the matter tell CNN.
How dare you expose the fact that we were breaking the law? That's supposed to be secret.
Yeah,
you can't tell the truth.
Yeah, you're a traitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
You can't handle the truth.
Unbelievable. So, go ahead and play that. This is Hillary Clinton's campaign rally theme song. And then we'll go to a break you know, let's go ahead and hear this.
All right, this is called My Favorite Excuses, based on a melody you'll no doubt recognize.
top secret data purloined by a gremlin. Misdeeds exposed with some help from the Kremlin. WikiLeaks published the emails we tossed. These are a few of the reasons I lost. Draft beer and vino and vodka martini all disappear like I'm freaking Houdini. It's not a secret I like to get sauced. These are a few of the reasons I lost. Girls in blue dresses with DNA traces. Bill has me threaten the girls he embraces. With my assistance, he's free to accost. These are a few of the reasons I lost. When I'm lying, testifying, I concoct a tale. I look for excuses and others to blame, and then I won't go to jail.
Keep going, Bob.
Tantrums and breakdowns and fake tears with tissues. Obvious signs of some medical issues. Fainting and stumbling and eyes that go crossed. These are a few of the reasons I lost. Because of my gender, I think I've been slighted. There's a good chance that I may be indicted. Image as cold as a New England frost. These are a few of the reasons I lost. Currency laundered through Clinton Foundation. Influence peddling that threatens our nation. All the offenses I've seemed to amass. These are the reasons that Trump kicked my ass. When I'm lying, testifying, I concoct a tale. I look for excuses and others to blame, but I still may go to jail.
Cut it off right there, Bob. Yeah. Gee, that summed it up rather nicely, don't you think?
That was brilliant.
Yeah, so, can you believe that the mainstream media is still talking about Hillary, you know, like she's some paragon of virtue on the women's movement, and Chelsea's in line for the next deal? And can you believe, after hearing that song, all the crap that wasn't reported.
We've already established these people are bat crap nuts.
Good grief. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Oops. What was that?
I'm sorry, phone's on.
Oops.
You might have
fixed it.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let's go to a break, Bob.
My apologies.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear what I think.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything.
It was just my mailman.
He's the devil.
All right. Linda, would you like to take us out?
Sure. If you want to call in, have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead down with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen, sadly in search of an one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Redbone.
Redbone, absolutely. From back in the day. Yeah, and now it's a theme song for Guardians of the Galaxy. Which has, by the way, coming out soon with a part two.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I like that movie. It was great. You know, Chris Pratt, you know, dancing through the cosmos to this song. How could you not like that?
It is. It's good stuff.
Anyway. We're back, and we're trying to figure out where we can get a recording of like a you know a Islamic yell, you know the yeah or however they do it. Where do we get that? Maybe somebody can send us some from YouTube. Do a little research.
Well, I did type in Arab mating call, and some very interesting things came up that I don't think are fit for public. Because
I don't think we want to go down that road.
Would that be like bah?
No, but I did have no idea that goats were that limber.
Okay.
I think we have a caller on the line.
We do have Nick on the line.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning, Nick.
Absolutely terrific. Everything's good except the things that aren't so good, but they're not bad, so everything's good.
Are you running for office, Nick? Is that what's going on?
You're kidding.
Oh, man, I'm just happy that I'm almost running. I had a full knee replacement 2 weeks ago.
All right.
And, boy, I've been in pain for months and been on crutches since the 1st of February, and I see some light at the end of the road, and I know it's not an Energizer battery, that it's real lights.
Let's hope it's not a train.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you'll do a Forrest Gump on us. We'll watch you out in the park, you know, and you'll start running with your little braces on, and then pretty soon, you know, there'll be some bullies out there throwing rocks at you or something, and, you know.
Well, you know, I see Special Olympics coming and knocking on the door, and I run and hide. Thinking maybe they want to sign me up or something. Hey, listen, you know, Red, I really appreciate the way you're informed. And you're about the only information I get on the Lavoie-Finneken shooting. And the last time I heard, the FBI had finally been caught lying about not shooting. And I just wondered if there's going to be any repercussions. Is there going to be any firings? Is there any civil suits filed? What's the latest on Lavoie? Are we just going to forget about that?
No, there is still things that are proceeding. There is full intent to bring a wrongful death suit on several parts and different things that have happened. A lot of what's going on right now is they're waiting for the FBI to finish their internal investigation. The inspector general is investigating it, and it's kind of a wait and see what they come up with for that, because they have admitted that the shooters on the ground did lie, that they did remove evidence, that they did alter evidence, And we're being told now that there may even be credible evidence lending credence to the theory that Lavoie Finicum was, in fact, not even armed.
Well, and there's you can go to Facebook site for Sovereign Minds, and we've posted Stand with the Bundys and support their fight for Western land rights. And so you can go into there and either help donate, and there's a message there from the attorney. So that might be helpful. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So
yeah, and as for an update of what's going on with the Bundy situation, they did conclude the trial last week. The jury entered deliberations in the Nevada trial late last Friday. They still had not come to a conclusion. They have come back with several questions for the judge, mainly around the conspiracy charge and what constitutes conspiracy, and the fact that if they only find some of the defendants guilty of conspiracy, can they find some of some of them guilty and others not, or do they have to find everybody guilty? And what the judge came back with and said, no, for the conspiracy and the other charges, the way that they're filed, you have to find every member guilty, and it has to be unanimous on every count for every member. So that's where we're eagerly anticipating the jury returning, hopefully early tomorrow or Tuesday, with a verdict in the Bundy trial. And the Lavoie Finicum thing is far from over.
Well, that's good. Where's a good place to go to get up-to-date information on that, Red?
A lot of it just comes from personal contacts of people that I know that are following it. If you go on Facebook, there's a guy that named John Lamb that has followed the trials every step of the way. He broadcasts live from in front of the courthouses, usually 2 to 3 times a day, bringing updates out of the courthouse and what's going on. That's a good place to start.
Well, you know, I see where a couple of senators, I believe, are pressing, filed some kind of a suit against Lois Lerner, and maybe they're going to open that back up and figure out some kind of prosecution on that. Can you tell us anything about that, Red?
Well, I might
that
be.
That one's Mark.
Yeah,
that's his wheelhouse.
Actually, they have sent a letter to Congress saying they want this thing reopened, Congress has sent a letter to Jeff Sessions saying they want this reopened and have it re-looked at because of the collusion, basically, between the administration and Loretta Lynch and the protecting of these guys. So that's not off the table at all. There's some significant things that have happened in the last couple of weeks with the lawsuits on this. One of the lawsuits is going forward in discovery. Discovery was granted to the attorneys for the plaintiffs, not the defendants, but the plaintiffs against the IRS, and that would be the Tea Party guys. And so that's going forward. They've been granted discovery until June 6th. And so it's a significant thing now, because in between that happening, the other 6,000 emails that were discovered through Judicial Watch, and 690 of them, somewhere in that number, show the collusion, show that the targeting was real, direct conspiracy, and it goes all the way to the top, and all this is starting to come out. And so if these guys are for real up there, Sessions and so forth, I would not be surprised at some point if charges are not filed against them, because they should be. And so we haven't got any definitive answers yet, but it seems like we're starting to move in the right direction finally.
You know, I saw Jason Chavez on talking to Judicial Watch, did about an hour speech on Judicial Watch, and he brought up the fact that years ago, the Senate or the Congress there, the Senate and the House, they had a jail cell right there. And when somebody didn't want to talk or, you know, refused to answer questions, they put them right there in that jail.
Yeah.
It's really too bad they didn't do that with a few of these people.
Well, because there's collusion on both sides of the aisle. That's why we've got this establishment, you know, the deep state, if you want to call them, you know, up there protecting everybody, you know, from the people, from information getting out. I mean, that's why there's been so many lawsuits. And somebody should have gone to jail. Koskinen should be fired. You know, I mean, all these things need to happen, because this is not going to go away. People have had enough of this crap, and there's no rule of law when anybody who commits a crime in government doesn't go to jail.
And don't forget, like Mark said, there is collusion on both sides. I would be anticipating some very startling information surrounding the Jason Chaffetz decide not to run for another term and the potential that he may resign early. There's a story behind that.
Well, and you know what you have, too, with all of this spying going, the non-existent spying, you know, it's all Russia's fault. No, these guys spy on everybody. They get something on everyone, you know. I mean, that's the, you know, Trump's been one of the exceptions to the rule. I mean, they tried to get anything on this guy.
Well, it's not illegal to spy on the American people unless you get caught, but it's illegal to catch them spying, so it can never be illegal.
So that's this place is a swamp, but there are people going forward, you know, I'm going to be surprised if somebody doesn't get charged. And, you know, Lois Lerner should be the first one on the list because she is absolutely a criminal and they need to start working their way right up the ladder. And Obama should get charged as well because this was initiated on his orders. There's no question in my mind. There's a pattern here, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the IRS, you know, whether it's the spying on Trump,
Fast and Furious.
After a while, you know, if you go into the forest and there's, you know, trees and tangles and you're getting through the bushes and all of a sudden you walk out and all the trees are planted in rows, it doesn't take a mastermind or a rocket scientist to figure out that somebody has actually planted the trees. You're not in the growth of the forest anymore. And it all points to one direction in one spot in one place. And anybody who can't see that isn't looking very hard.
Well, you know, it's my opinion that Donald Trump is doing a phenomenal job with all the forces he's got to fight to get to where he wants to go. And, you know, when I read this morning that he's passing on the correspondents' dinner in Washington, D.C. to do a rally, that's just a statement saying, hey, I'm with the people.
Well,
I'm not with you guys.
I'm not 100% convinced, but I'm definitely in his corner for sure. And, you know, but I hate to get too attached to any of these politicians as they get to Washington. So I'm going to be using a critical eye on him and on anybody else because what happens is, and I was thinking about this morning, when we vote for somebody, you know, we got skin in the game and we tend to defend their shortcomings, you know, despite the fact that we don't agree with them. And I'm trying to be guarded against that. But in general, I agree with you totally. I think he's doing a phenomenal job up to this point.
Well, it's my opinion. He's all we got.
I agree with that. I mean, good grief. Can you imagine?
He's assembled some very good people in his team, though.
Yes.
You know, the Department of Interior with Ryan Zinke and some of the things that they've already started going after and repealing, ranchers and farmers out here in the West who have been persecuted by BLM for so long,
well,
are finally starting to see signs,
you know,
of relief.
And I agree with you. My definitive thing is going to be when we see Lois Lerner get charged, when we see Koskinen get fired. You know, when I start seeing, you know, things like that happening, then I'm going to say, okay, this, you know, but you still got to have a critical eye towards this stuff because, you know, these guys up there and politicians, you know, I don't know what happens when you go to Washington. Your brain, you know,
money.
You know what you've got to remember is we didn't vote him in as king. He can't
walk in
and say we're going to do this, this, and this. He's got to deal with this trash.
I agree.
And so far, he's getting the better of him.
I agree.
And the whole table is slanted against him.
I agree. Okay. You know, and the thing is, we didn't really have a choice. No matter how you feel about Trump, there was no choice.
And I'd like to go back to something that you said a little bit ago, Nick, and kind of ask a question. You said, you know, Trump is passing on the correspondents' dinner, and he's going to rally to say, well, I'm going to go out here and be with the people. Well, the question has really been, what people? Is America finally divided to the point that we are a country of two different people? Are we really that far apart?
Oh, hell yes, we are.
So once you come to the conclusion that America has become divided and it is two different people, you have to rapidly come to the conclusion that one side has to win.
Right.
That's right. I hope we're on the winning side. You know, we've got the royalty class of America.
Well, the losers could head for, you know, beautiful Venezuela. There's a very good deal on tourism right now. You can get hotels for practically nothing, beachfront property, and, you know, mm-hmm. that's where we might have to go if we lose this.
You know, you buy some of that beachfront property, it might be worth a pretty good chunk of money in about 20 years.
Yeah.
Kind of a starved to death show till then.
Yeah, exactly. So it's we got to win this, and I think this deporting on the immigration has, you know, I'm all for it. If they, you know, I think Sessions came out with it, or was it Sessions, or I'm trying to remember who talked about it. But the real deal is, if they don't want to be Americans and they don't want to assimilate, I want them out of here. I don't give a crap if they're legal, illegal. If they're foreigners who don't want to come to this country to be Americans and live the American dream, you know, support and defend the Constitution, I want them out of here. I don't give a crap who they are.
Well, I'd say that stands for natural-born citizens, too.
Is almost all of our problems can be cured by using common sense. And it appears to me they don't want to cure the problems. They want to keep them going so they can tell us what to do.
Absolutely.
So they can make us dependent on them.
Yep. Well, you said a key thing, common sense. They're lacking of common sense in most of those areas.
Common sense
well,
is not very common.
Well, we're lacking common sense by reelecting them time after time after time. And I think that it is my opinion that the state of Jefferson has the opportunity to be the showcase of our country by using common sense and running a state government the way it should be run, for the people, by the people, of the people.
Yeah, I mean, all I can say is, let my people go.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to take the engagement of the people, and it's going to take direct engagement. Because going back to the point that we were making, once you figure out that there is a division in this country, that we really are in a struggle for what does America look like from here on, what we are in a fight for the soul of this country, and you understand that it's a fight, we need to start engaging directly. We need to start fighting.
Well,
and there's a great many people that are.
We're going to end up as Venezuela is right now if we don't win this battle, because that's where we're headed, the national debt, everything that's going on, you know, the overspending. You got, you know, California is a cesspool of this ideological thinking, because if you go down to Sacramento, it's okay to, you know, have illegal social security numbers. All my family members do, and you know, you can be Kevin De Leon, and everything's a white supremacist, movement, so that you know, and that's what this whole thing is about. It's about perpetrating lies so that they can take over the global warming, all of it. It's all total BS. These guys have no concept of common sense or the truth. All they want is to, you know, get what's theirs so that they can have their own, and they justify everything they do, and in the end, who ends up owning and taking control of everything is the government.
Hey, you know, I read a book, Clean House, by Tom Fenton. He is the guy running Judicial Watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good.
If anybody gets the opportunity to listen to him or read his book, it's well worth it. He's very well spoken. He speaks about the crime and corruption, and he explains things in a very good way that it's well worth the read.
Well, I think we're winning, and that's why this is becoming a battle, because we are starting to win, and we've won at the highest levels, and it's going to take a little while to get all of these rats and cockroaches out of their cracks and crevices, but you're right. Tom Fenton is one of our heroes, you know, through Judicial Watch. There's a few other ones, Jay Sekulow, you know, with ACLJ. There's some good guys out there that are making a difference across the board, and we're just going to have to keep on fighting. You got Mark Baird with the state of Jefferson, you know, all the people that are involved in that. You know, there's so many people out there that are starting to understand this is a fight. They're jumping into the fight, and there's not a choice. Our backs are against the wall. We don't fight our way out of this thing. It's going to get ugly. And the first battle that was won was Hillary Clinton not getting reelected, you know, kind of like not getting Bill reelected. You know,
And another thing is, we need to start cleaning our own house. I'm tired of some schmo putting on his GOP underoos and running around and getting a pass.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
That's right. I mean, let's go back to this little rally that Republican Congressman LaMalfa just had. You know, people are still supporting LaMalfa, and I think he's kind of getting what he's deserving, because, you know, he's played both sides of the aisle. You know, he's about the money, Monsanto, you know, the Cromney bus bill, all this stuff, and now the left's coming after him, you know, and I have a hard time going in there to defend him. If he had been a true conservative, I'd go down in there and start a fist fight for him. But that's the problem, is that it's hard to defend these establishment Republicans who are playing both sides of the aisle.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I stuck up for George W. Bush for the longest time, and I just can't do it anymore.
Nope.
He didn't do us a very good job at all, in my
opinion.
Neither
one of them did.
I'm going to let you go. I want to leave you with this thought, Red. I sure hope you're wrong about Jason Chavez. I really like him. I hope there are some skeletons in the closet, but if there is, I want to know about him.
They'll come out.
All right, thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it. And we do have another caller. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Is it a good morning if you've looked up? There's double X's in our local sky, so just want to put that out there. And maybe you all can cover what happened Friday with these fighter jets all in the skies, just in microseconds shredding the sky off to do we don't know what.
Maybe the double X's in the sky is an ad for the state of Jefferson.
I must have missed the I must have missed all that. I was kind of a little bit
rodeo in Red Bluff.
I was on a little bit of a sabbatical this last week after the tax season. I'm just now starting to get back into the swing of things. I mean, yeah. So I didn't see any jets, and I haven't looked up.
They had F-18s at the Reading Airport refueling. They were doing flyovers, Red Bluff for the
rodeo,
and we also had the B-17 up here where you could get a flight in the B-17. And
that's still going on right now.
I went out there yesterday with the kids and let them run through the plane and stuff. Let me tell you something, Red. Yeah, don't go in. You're not going to make it.
No?
No.
A little tight, is it?
It's really... I almost got stuck, and I had to turn around because I'll tell you what, that little causeway through the bomb bay doors, I don't know, man. You got to be anorexic to get through that thing. I mean, it's tight. And I made it up inside the cockpit and then tried to go down. I was like, whoa, no way. I got to turn around and come back and go back out.
Yeah. See, this is why you're so brave. You forever just impress me. I'm linking this to the whole airline situation that keeps happening, these oppositional defiant flight attendants just having this sudden onset. I don't know what. I'm finding it hard to believe. But then if you look at recycled air from whatever they're spraying these days, I'm just wondering if these career people have just expended their lung capacity and their brain cells are just not firing.
I'm not sure,
but we saw a big old sun dog yesterday, which is a very rare thing to see in the sky. We were at Earth Day yesterday, and Dane was there doing a book signing with his brand new book. It's called Geoengineering, A Chronicle of Indictment. It's 700 pages long, and there's some pictures in it. And they're available at Orchard Nutrition. And Lindy and Mark and Red, I'll bring this to the Patriot Party tomorrow for maybe a door prize raffle and whatnot so people can see the expose of this tragedy. I mean, we just had two double X's, and my friend Gregory out in South Park saw a big old H happening. And the sky was clear today while I was listening to the Sovereign Minds radio, perfectly clear. And then within 45 minutes, just a wreck. So...
Well, it never ends. Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I mean, I see that Trump has kind of got the vaccine thing a little bit on the ropes with Robert Kennedy. Have you ever listened to that guy speak?
Which one? Kennedy?
Yeah. Robert Everett Kennedy.
I don't know. Is there something wrong with the guy? I mean, I'm not asking that facetiously.
Kennedy?
Well, have you heard him talk? He's got something wrong with him or the way he speaks.
Yeah,
his vocal cords have been affected. By the way, the Surgeon General just got fired on Friday. Vivek Murthy, the guy with the Elmo puppet trying to push vaccines, asked to resign by Trump. So there is definitely something going on.
I think we're seeing progress
in
a lot of different fronts, Laurie. We just kind of have to keep going.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yeah.
Totally. All right, thanks, you guys.
All right, thanks for calling in. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on out there, and you know, it's just there's too much, and you know, we can't put everything on Trump's doorstep because you know I'm pretty sure he's fighting his way out. You know, he's there's a lot of stuff to fight over here,
there's
so much collusion and corruption and money.
Well,
and
people are starting to stand up more and more, like with the vaccines, they're getting pushback so much that
that's. The question's not whether or not you believe in vaccines or not. That's not really the question. The question is does the government have a right to tell you that you have to do that?
Right.
No, yeah. Do they have the right, like in California, to come in and take your kids away from you if you refuse vaccines? That's something that's on the legislature right now. They're going to vote on it at some point.
Dude, I double dog dare you come try to.
But
take
like
my
I say,
kids.
A lot of people are standing up more and more, trying to find out what they can do so that they don't have to. be demanded to do the vaccines and where they can go and what, you know, their recourses and options are. And there is some out there right now.
And in other news, we are awaiting the initial results of the French presidential election, first round, any minute.
Yeah, I wonder if, what's her name?
Marine Le Pen.
Le Pen. She's the dark horse that might, you know, go back to the nationalists to throw the, I don't know how they can't throw these refugees and these militants out anyway. I mean, if you don't want to assimilate into the country, if you don't want to be a French citizen, if you don't want to say Vive la France then you should be thrown out of the country.
Well, they do have first round because they've got like, what, 10 different people running right now, but it's expected to be, Marine Le Pen is expected to be one of the top two.
Right. I think that she's already, but there's a lot of splitting of the vote. So, anyway, I think we're almost ready to go to the top of the hour break, aren't we?
We're pretty close.
We are. We've phones are busy this morning. Those of you who are calling in, please call us back after the news, which is coming up here momentarily. And you are listening to Sovereign Minds with Mark Kent, Linda Kent, and Red Smith.
And home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State.
And at the moment, no music. Here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington. A looming budget battle between President Trump and congressional Democrats over funding for a border wall. It could shut down the government this week. The Democrats say they'll block any budget that spends money on that presidential priority.
I don't think anybody's trying to get to a shutdown. Shutdown is not a desired end. It's not a tool. It's not something that we want to have. We want our priorities funded. And one of the biggest priorities during the campaign was border security, keeping Americans safe. And part of that was a border wall. And we still don't understand why the Democrats are so wholeheartedly against it.
Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, he talked to Fox News Sunday. Millions of French voters at the polls today selecting a new president.
We need a change in leadership. You know, after 5 years, which have not been great, I think, for the country. The 5 years before that were not great either. But I think now it's a time that we have to think about us, our families and kids, and what we want for them in the future. And, yeah, it's very important. And that's the reason why you see so many people around us today to try and vote in London and elsewhere in the world.
This is just round one. Two of the 11 men and women on the ballot today will come out on top, and they will meet in a runoff election May 7th. Many consider this to be the most volatile, unpredictable election in the history of the French Republic. Officials say North Korea has detained a U.S. citizen this weekend in the latest case of an American being held in that country. The Swedish embassy in Pyongyang says it is aware of a Korean-American, Tom Kim, being detained on Saturday. The embassy looks after consular affairs for the U.S. in North Korea, because the two countries don't have formal diplomatic relations. April the giraffe has become a cash cow for a tiny zoo in upstate New York thanks to the YouTube live stream of her pregnancy and birth of her calf recently. Owners of the Animal Adventure Park don't say how much money they've made, but experts say it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem and all collections and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-352-4757. 800-352-4757. That's 800-352-4757.
Global financial leaders are seeking to avoid conflict with the Trump administration over trade and environmental policy, and they're welcoming signs the world economy is beginning to pull out of the doldrums. The International Monetary Fund dropped a sharp condemnation of trade protectionism and references to climate change from their latest statement at the close of the spring meetings of the World Bank yesterday. Gone was a call for nations to, quote, resist all forms of protectionism that had been in an October communique during the presidential campaign. President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on China and Mexico and questioned the theory of global warming. Erin Moran, the former child star who played Joni Cunningham in the sitcom Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi, has died. She was 56. Moran was found dead Saturday by emergency responders after a dispatcher for the Harrison County, Indiana Sheriff's Department received a 911 call. Cause of death has not been determined. News and analysis at townhall.com. A major blow to drug trafficking south of the U.S. border.
Juan Manuel Loza, known as El Toro, or the Bull, who was the leader of the Gulf drug cartel in Reynosa, was shot dead by heavily armed Marines. Cartel gunmen reacted by torching 70 vehicles and four buildings, trying to halt the advance of special forces. Gunfire and explosions continued for hours. The city, which borders Texas, is a major narcotics smuggling route. James Blears, Mexico.
Today is Sunday, April the 23rd, and a birthday for some notable people, including actor Lee Majors. The $6 million man is 78 years old. Hockey Hall of Famer Tony Esposito is 74. Olympic gold medal skier Donna Weinbrecht, 52 today. Country musician Tim Womack of the Sons of the Desert has 49 candles on his birthday cake. And professional wrestler John Cena turns 40. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, where we actually give you the news that nobody will talk about. And, boy, I'll tell you what, there's all kinds of news that nobody's talking about constantly. It doesn't, you know, we have too many things to report, you know. I guess we've got, on the border, something going on here now?
Basically open warfare between Mexican Special Forces and the cartel in a border town a couple hundred yards from the Texas border. Looks like the violence has escalated. They've got upwards of 30 people that have been murdered or executed at this point. I guess Special Forces attempted another push into the town today, and the cartel has burned houses, blockaded vehicles, and there's basically open warfare going on a couple hundred feet from the Texas border, and mainstream media is all over that.
Is this border town on the Mexican side of the border?
Yes, on the Mexican side of the border. It's Matamoros,
yeah.
And there's been several of these incidences going on the last couple of months along the border, you know, and we're talking about that in the mainstream media, aren't we?
Yeah, they don't report anything anymore. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Like, you know, every time I watch Channel 7 to get the weather, it's like, and I hear getting the facts right, I'm thinking, yeah, you're just getting the facts right about the weather. But you don't report anything else.
They don't even get that right.
They don't even get that right half the time.
I'm sorry.
They report some local news stuff, but every story I've ever been involved in, they didn't even get the facts right about that. You know, so we're your trusted news source. It sounded like CNN, listening to CNN, you know. Yeah, you're our trusted news source, only you don't report anything that you don't want us to hear.
Anything but the truth. And I believe we got a couple callers on the line.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, we got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're good.
To back up, well, I know this border issue is a hot item, but going back just for a few seconds, the Lori issue where she was talking about the jets, they did have four jets out there that did the flyover for the opening of the rodeo, and I was out there, so I was aware that it was happening out there at the airport. But the other thing regarding Dane's book, oh, my God, I started reading it. I'm already 10, 15 pages in. This is unbelievable. I hope Lori or Dane or somebody gets those books available to you at the meeting. This is unbelievable.
She said,
and they're
yeah,
so
she
reasonable.
Said she would bring them on Monday.
Or less.
Yeah, she said she was going to bring some in, and we'll have a chance to take a look at
them. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I bought two of them. I bought one for me and one for my sister. And now I'm thinking I better go get some more because she isn't going to part with her book, and I'm not giving my book away. It's a forever shelf item. Anyway, all right, you guys, thank you for the fantastic show. And,
all right, thanks,
keep it up.
Thanks for calling in, Mary. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay, and Nick was back. He wanted to chime in on Robert Kennedy.
Yeah. Are you there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, you know, I watched the a couple of Vax series where Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke. Are you still there?
Yeah,
yep.
No, we got
okay.
It.
He made a presentation sometimes about an hour, and I listened to him real clear. He's got some kind of a throat condition.
Yeah, we were just looking it up. There's some kind of a voice disorder. It's called SD.
You know, I have never liked the Kennedys, mainly because they always wanted to tell us how to spend our money but not spend theirs. But I listened to him, and he is so well-spoken. And when it comes to vaccines and mercury and aluminum in him, he's our hero. If you get the chance, Google him and listen to him.
Well, he was on Tucker Carlson the other night, and you can Google RFK Jr. YouTube Tucker Carlson and watch that segment. And I think you're right. I think he's actually, onto something here. We know that there's been problems with these vaccines, and, you know, it's just funny that the mainstream media just keeps parroting, you know, the narrative from the government and,
Yes, how good they are for you, and you have to have them, and don't
you
love your children?
If I had a child now, he wouldn't be vaccinated. I'll guarantee you that.
I agree with you there.
And I'm done with vaccines myself. So anyway, have a great day.
All right,
thanks, Nick.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's got, it's spasmodic dysphonia, whatever. You know, I'm not sure what causes it, but that's what he has. And anyway, let's go on here. And
Here's one you might find interesting. Willie Brown has come out and said that free speech is being buried in Berkeley and is attacking the intolerance of the liberal administration at Berkeley towards conservative speakers and saying that they are damaging democracy.
Well, Willie Brown said it. You could take that to the bank.
Yeah, if Willie Brown comes out against you, you might be doing something wrong.
Willie Brown is a moron, but maybe he gets, every dog has its day, I guess. About this one, he's absolutely right. I mean, they're shutting down everything. If you disagree with the guys that are dressed up like Al Qaeda fighters and bashing out windows, then You're a racist.
Throwing M80s in glass bottles and throwing them into the crowd. That's basically a hand grenade.
Yeah, that's a protest.
Shrapnel. That's not a terrorist act?
No. Well, especially if the mayor of Berkeley is a member of the Antifa Facebook group that organizes riots.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to Breitbart and look this one up, and it's titled, Berkeley Mayor is a member of Antifa Facebook group that organizes the riots. Mayor Jesse R. Quinn is a member of the anti-fascist Facebook group by any means necessary, which orchestrated the riots that occurred ahead of the schedule of the lecture of Milo Yiannopoulos. Blah, 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 that guy. How do you say that again? Yiannopoulos?
Yiannopoulos.
Yep.
Yiannopoulos.
Or Yiannopoulos.
Nicholas H. Yiannopoulos?
Yeah.
No.
Give that old Sandy Duncan commercial for United California Bank.
Hey, I don't know. These things just stick in my head. But Berkeley Mayor was, he was revealed to be a member of the group by any means necessary on Facebook. You know, they orchestrated the violence that shut down a scheduled lecture at UC Berkeley featuring Milo. And in early 2017, he is alleged to also be friends with the leader of the group, Yvette Falarca. Gee, that sounds, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I go look this up because you can't make this stuff up. And he's all over Facebook and they're friends and it's all cozy and life is good. And, Antifa groups. It's like the gays protesting against for Islam. I mean, it's like exactly the opposite of what you say you're for.
Yeah, it's stupidity. And the fact that they can't even see the contradiction is what's scary.
Yeah,
they're not even when you yeah rub they're their
marching
nose in it.
They're marching down to their own death camp, you know, and it's like, yeah, you know, these guys are great guys. Yay, go terrorism, go ISIS.
And in other news, Rachel Maddow claims that the protests in Venezuela are over Donald Trump campaign contributions.
Right, it just never ends, does it?
You can't make it up.
Yeah.
Rachel Maddow is an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, pure and simple.
She really is dumb.
She's about as dumb as they come. You know, can you imagine, remember the tax returns, Donald Trump? I've got Donald Trump's tax returns. We'll talk about this for an hour before I reveal two pages that completely take my argument and throw it out the window about him, you know, not being rich and not paying taxes.
But I have the tax returns.
But yeah. I've got these two pieces of paper that were put into my mailbox mysteriously out of the blue, and even though that's like a
illegal
because someone, you know, has absconded private documents through.
Well, that wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen.
It was Putin did it.
It was Putin.
The Russian bear is back again.
I think it was Geraldo Rivera.
I think there's another guy.
She took a page right out of the Al Capone vault.
They should have spent
another 6 hours. I wish they'd have smashed
his head a little harder with that chair. Because,
yeah,
he's a jerk. He really is. He's a total jerk. I turn the TV now. You know what, Fox News. You know, I go. I mean, what else are you going to watch? CNN. So you watch it sometimes. But Geraldo comes on, and I change the channel because I'm getting to the point where anyway, it's like I don't want to hear what Geraldo Rivera has to say. The guy's a moron.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Yeah.
There's nothing to even really. I
thought I was going to get an argument or something from somebody.
Nope.
So
he's been an idiot for a long time.
Yeah, he's been an idiot ever since I can remember. Yeah.
I mean,
I guess idiot doesn't go away.
Yeah,
you know, maybe it was kind of like stupid.
Maybe
huh?
it was, like you come to the light.
Indicator 20 years ago when Maury Povich was getting higher ratings.
Yeah. Wasn't it on Maury Povich where he got smashed in the face with a chair, broke his nose?
Oh no, it was the other guy,
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. Yeah, I think it was Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer. Yeah, that's the kind of journalism we can expect out of Geraldo Rivera.
That's where he made his bones.
And do you remember the big Al Capone? We've got the safe.
Yes,
we've got the safe. We've got Al Capone's safe, and there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
After this big huge buildup for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. We got nothing. It's empty.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, now let's go get hit in the face with a chair.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in. we're going in. okay, we got some more stories here. There's a couple that we need to get out here on the table because they are important. One here is from Zero Hedge, who I find to be stellar in their reporting in general.
They are.
And retail bubble has now burst. A record 8,640 stores are closing in 2017. Wow, that's what I call a recovery.
Yeah,
and it's
I bet I bet Channel 7 reported this one, and they got the facts right.
It sounds like we may lose Sears Roebuck once and for all.
Yeah. That's what how my granddaughter responds to everything now. Yeah.
Yeah. Duh.
It's true. Getting the facts right. There's recovery. We look around town. There's no stores closing, is there? There's no empty stores anywhere.
No.
You know, the jobs are back. Everybody's working.
There's nobody on the street.
Yeah, the
unemployment. Don't let those people standing out on the corner with the signs closing, liquidating.
All the guys under the bridge. You know, I almost got in a fight the other day over there in Walmart. You know, I'm coming out of there, and there's some guy throttling his girlfriend behind a bush. You know, I had to go over there and sort of disrupt his activity, you know.
Have you taken a drive out Highway 299 to Whiskey Town lately?
No.
Okay, the one of the kids and I, we went and farted around in Whiskey Town all day. And, you know, got out to see stuff. It was actually kind of nice. But anyways, I digress. We drove out Lake Boulevard and out Iron Mountain Road and took the back way out to Whiskey Town and out 299. From Lake Boulevard to 299, we counted five vehicles alongside the road that had been abandoned, the windows smashed out, tires pulled off.
Have you seen all the RVs
it's like
now? There's a bunch of red-tagged RVs all over the place.
Just dumped all over the place.
You buy an RV. You get it stuck or the tire blows and you just walk away from it and it gets stripped.
Or the meth lab becomes so toxic you can't cook in it.
Well, that's another thing, the portable meth lab thing. It's like, you know, we used to have the, Winnebago, you know, head out and have fun in the country, go to Yosemite. Now it's the Winnebago.
Yeah, go make some meth.
Go make some meth and go out in the country.
And leave your garbage and everything else.
Winnebago, the Walter White edition. With new improved chemicals.
I mean, everywhere you look, you see where they've left their garbage, whether it's the vehicles or their campsites. I mean, it's everywhere.
People have stolen them and stripped them and dumped them. And
RV by acetone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Trip the vapors of the ether.
But, you know, again, this is all because we're on such a road of recovery and we got all the facts right. You know, and GR.
Which makes it a good time for the county to be tempting the federal government and, you know, trying to bell the cat and put at risk our funds for our sheriff's department that's already, undermanned, understaffed, underpaid, underfunded. Yeah, we should really be messing around with their funds because why? There was a reason they had. They're a bunch of sissies.
Yeah, you know, so I'm looking at this story. While the shuttering of the retail stores has been a frequent topic of this website, Zero Hedge, and this is written by Tyler Durden, just in case you wanted to know. I think that's a pseudonym.
Tyler Durden is actually a reference to
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
You told me that. Yeah. I remember. And so
time to start making soap, ladies and gentlemen.
Most recently, in the context of the next Big Short, namely the ongoing deterioration in the mall REITs and associated commercial mortgage-backed securities and CDSs, REITs being real estate investment trust, just for case anybody didn't know that. And so, you know, there's a stunning fact, and this comes from Credit Suisse, who is I think got in charge of something not too recently. It's like a crime family. Instead of, you know, it used to be the Bonanos and the Genoveses and the Lucchese family. You know, now we got Credit Suisse and Wells Fargo
International Immobiliare.
Deutsche Bank. they just changed the names because, you know, you recognize them when it's like Luciano. You know, but you don't recognize it quite so much when it says Credit Suisse. Sounds much better.
How do you like me now?
Tends to send up a red flag, does it?
Yeah. So, barely a quarter into 2017, year-to-date, retail store closings have already surpassed those of 2008. So, I'm thinking, you know, according to this Swiss bank's calculation on a unit basis, approximately 2,880 stores closing were announced year to date. Excuse me, more than twice as many closings as the 1,153 announced during the same period last year. So, but everything's good. It's all going. It's all going on the internet. You know, it's all right because we got Amazon. You know, and they got everything done by robots. So this is really good for jobs and unemployment. Because it doesn't matter anyway, because we're at full employment and you know, we're at, 4%? Somewhere like that. Yeah, so it's getting better all the time because we get our facts right. So, you know, the stores that are closing, we got Radio Shack, Payless, you know, Rue 21, which I don't even know what they are. The limited
clothing store.
Is it?
Rue 21 is.
BB, Wet Seal, Crocs.
That's for soccer moms to dress up like their daughters and pretend like they're 17 again.
Yeah.
BB?
No, Rue 21.
Oh. What's BB? Anybody know what BB is?
I'm not sure.
It's like a little piece
of metal. That's what I was thinking. It's a gun shop.
Fired by air.
No, it's a gun shop. No, it's probably some clothing line or something. JCPenney's, Biggs, BCBG. I'm not sure what that is. American Apparel, Kmart, H.L. Gregg, Staples, CVs, Macy's, Abercrombie. Do we got somebody on the phone?
We do. We have Lori.
Oh.
With a follow-up on the phone. Hi, Lori.
You're on the air.
Hey, very important follow-up. I think it's high time you all tell us how we can support and fund your broadcast. The amount of research and data and time that you have to put together, assemble, and deliver so well and humorously. If you can tell us the recipe of what you're all imbibing on, I will pay extra. So please tell us how to support your program. And then the follow-up was the part when I was talking about the jets and the grid power outages that went around during Friday. I guess both coastlines, 10 to 12 cities, PG&E on our side, L.A., Frisco.
Yeah, I heard about that, and there were several explanations for that. I haven't done any research into it yet, but I heard that there was a bunch of power outages on different places and different.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
Practicing, I don't know if it's a beta thing. Maybe Red and Paul Preston might be able to, you know, kind of get this nailed down because it just happened. But I really do wonder if they're trying to see how we're all going to react and what we'll do and how much we'll tolerate and so on. So please indicate how we can support your program because. This is everything to me to get the real facts, data, and research, and I absolutely adore all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, thanks, Lori.
Well, if you want to support us, you can send checks. Make the checks out to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N. That would be Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now. You can send those checks to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B. And that's Redding, California, 96003. So that's how you support us. And the more that comes in, the more we're able to stay on the air. You know, we're doing everything month to month right now. And, you know, we've got some supporters out there in the community already, you know. I don't know if they want their names mentioned. I'll have to ask. Because we're not really trying to advertise, you know. It's like we're just trying to get the news out there. So we've had some very generous people that have helped us out up to this point. And you know, there's a lot of patriots out there that like to keep us on the air. So, again, make those checks out to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now, and send it out to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you have it.
That's it.
So maybe we should go to a break, and we'll come back with you know, the rest of the story.
Are you ready, Bob? Oh, he's on the phone. So we're going to have to wait to go to a break.
Okay. Well, let's see. Yeah. Secret illegal agreement between J.P. Morgan and the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. Wow, that wouldn't be interesting news, would it? Concentrated silver positions.
Well, it looks like in early numbers out of France that it will be a two-way race between Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen.
Emmanuel Macron.
Yep, Macron. Macron. However you say it.
Oh, Macron. Macron. I don't know. I guess he's kind of a leftist sort of dude.
Okay. By popular demand, could you please repeat the address more slowly and give people time to write it down?
It's 14421
Old Oregon Trail.
Sweet
B.
96003. Make it simple.
You can always call out there if you and ask for the address too at 530-221-0101.
Or you can bring your money to the Patriots meeting on Monday night. I'm usually there.
There you go.
So there's ways to get it to us. So, or give us a call.
On the chance someone who is listening out of market would like to support the program one more time, the address?
14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
And who can they call for more information?
They can call any of us, but 221 or 530.
Or leave a message.
530-221-0101.
Very good.
All right. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
All righty.
Hopefully
then.
That helps people out there.
Yeah. Well, keep us
to
on
help
the air.
Us out.
If you want to keep us on the air, that's what you need to do.
Yes, because we do not get paid to do this.
Oh, damn it. I knew I was missing something.
I don't know.
Damn it!
If we're getting paid, I'm not saying it.
Ruined my whole day. Damn it.
Yeah.
Whoops.
What can I say?
You mean I've been showing up here for 4 or 5 years? I don't even know how long. It's been 5, 6 years now, Bob? I don't even know.
Yeah, we keep promising you we're going to pay you someday.
I thought this was a deferred compensation plan. I get
go
zero.
Talk to the county.
This is a 401k goose egg is what this is.
No, the program's simply in recovery.
Well, I thought, well, you know, at least it's not going into CalPERS.
Actually, zero is better than CalPERS right now.
Yeah, I got the goose egg program. They got the shaft.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Yeah, so, you know, if you lose your retirement, I guess it's better to never have actually had one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound if nobody's around?
Okay.
That's deep.
Wow. Well. No, in all seriousness, as is the case with the other programs on KCNR, the hosts or their backers pay for the airtime. And if you enjoy what you're hearing, and as we mentioned, would like to help support keeping these and other shows on the air, in the case of Sovereign Minds, just reach out to that address and or phone number that we gave you a few minutes ago.
Very good. Yep. Very good. Are we ready to go to a break yet?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go to a break. What?
Do we have to, okay, just coming in. The newly passed gas taxes, they have now submitted legislation to already re-divert those funds.
I love that.
That was an unfortunate way to put it.
Yeah, the newly passed gas tax.
The newly passed gas
that
tax.
That was going to go for roads and bridges.
For road repairs. Because they've already spent the taxes for road repairs. And these are emergency road repairs.
Yeah. Now we
that
have,
we have there, to have.
There's already legislation put forth already to take out of there $5 million for restroom repairs at state parks, $5 million to improve access for communities without parks, and $5 million to acquire property for wildlife.
We have the emergency corruption measure.
Yeah.
We're not going to use that money for anything else.
We already spent the road funds, so we've got to retax you to get the road funds. And by the way, we're already trying to spend
We've already got it spent.
If you want to go look at that bill, I think it's FU123 down there.
Yeah, that's bill enough for me. See you later.
So I guess we're going to a break now, Bob?
Yes, we are. Wynn just asked me to have you remind the listeners, or I guess I'm reminding them, but Mark Baird will be at the Patriots meeting tomorrow
night. Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah. So very good.
At 6 p.m.
At
3276 Pacelli Lane.
I knew somebody knew the address.
So with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR. Shasta High School's award-winning music department is pleased to present its 47th annual spring musical, George and Ira Gershwin's Crazy for You, April 27th through 29th and May 4th through 6th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. This romantic comedy will include professional costumes and staging and feature a live orchestra. Recommended for ages 4 years and up, tickets can be purchased online now at ShastaWolves.com or ShastaHighChoir.com. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Get your tickets now for the best seats available.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio. We're back. Home of Free Fire Media. We got about 20 minutes left to the end of the show. And we have a caller on the line, Jeff Nelson,
we
I believe.
We do.
And he's a retired CHP, and he has a kind of an interesting story to tell us about the meeting that was over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the security detail he was involved in.
And at the LaMalfa
Town Hall.
Town Hall meet and greet. So are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I am.
You're on the air.
I just pulled over the side here, and I looked up. Everybody should go outside and take a look. They want to see those chemical trails. They're spraying all over the place. One of the heaviest days I've seen. But anyway, the point I called was I was on the sideline kind of involved with the security for the town hall meeting. And, you know, they had a lot of negative publicity down in Fresno and in Orville and National. And we didn't want that to happen to Redding in our area. And anyway, we got involved and went to the chief of police here, Rob Peretti, and to ask for some officers. And he's pretty strapped. You know, he said, I really can't afford to give you some officers. So, okay, we went up to the CHP, and they said, yeah, we'll get you guys some people down there. And then the next thing we hear is that Governor Brown heard about it, and he ordered the CHP to stand down. They will not provide any security or anything for a federal elected official, only a state elected official. So we went back to the chief of police, and he said, okay, we'll work it this way. Give you a couple of officers, and then we'll declare a mutual aid, which is a federal regulation where if a department is overwhelmed and needs help from allied agencies, they put out mutual aid. And it's fire departments and police and everything. And so that allowed the CHP to respond to mutual aid. And so, I don't know, we had at least 10 CHP officers there in their nice uniforms. And then I think there was a sergeant and a couple of PD officers there also. And you know, we were able, by just our presence, to tone it down a little bit. You know, some of these people get a little bit carried away. And so I thought that was interesting that Governor Brown is, the things he does is terrible. And that not to the benefit of our community for certain. So I thought I'd just pass that on so people get a little inside information what's going on.
A little inside baseball. Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it.
So, yeah, I'll see you guys Monday night.
All right. See you Monday. All right, gosh, I mean, does this guy have no shame? Does this guy...
No, he has
I mean, good grief. I mean, it's like him going up there. I got inside information from a guy up there at the dam who said that Jerry Brown made this big helicopter appearance over there, flew in to get a report from these guys, and they didn't even know he was coming. They had no report. It was just a big show for the media, and then he left. Yeah, I mean, that's what kind of... We got, you know, Moonbeam, empty, he's all hat... And anyway.
But that's the way a lot of them are. It's all show. I mean, you know, it looks good, and then people fall into the trap.
And tomorrow night, Mark Baird will be president of the Patriots meeting to speak about the solution to Calde Rio de Luna and the insanity of California.
There you have it. So we got a couple things we got to go over. I got a report here from the 6 major changes to the IRS. We want to cover the election results. It looks like Le Pen is ahead.
Which is actually surprising. She was projected to finish second or possibly third.
Wow.
And she is the front runner, actually.
Is CNN running the news over there?
Yes.
Really?
Pretty much.
Oh, boy.
It's the same media corporations in France that they have here.
Yeah, they should be called the Reliably Liable Liars.
Well, Emmanuel Macron was... It was expected to be Marine Le Pen, and Emmanuel Macron was expected to be the front runner no matter what, and it was supposed to be between Le Pen and this Melicon guy, which guy made it.
Trump can't
Well,
win.
It's actually Le Pen by almost 4 points at currently, and a three-way race between 3 other guys.
I wonder if the French...
They missed this one, too.
I wonder if the French will be
no.
out. I wonder if they'll start crying at the... You know, well, do they have their snowflakes out there too? I wonder if they have their snowflakes. They'll be out there crying, oh my God.
We no, their snowflakes. Snowflakes are rapidly snatched up by their immigrants.
Oh, yeah. Those are the guys that kill people.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of things here. I wanted to cover that. But I also have six major changes to the IRS policies, which are – this is another line of crap. Excuse me. So we've got – they're going to try private debt collection again. what a joke.
What you mean, like hiring private debt collectors?
Hiring debt collectors.
come after you.
Yeah, it's all baloney anyway.
Okay.
Because if you understand financial standards and collection activities and filling out the proper forms, 433As and Bs and so forth, it's absolute moot point. It's just stupid. And you don't have to do it with them anyway. So government is number two. Government is restricting passports for people who owe serious delinquent taxes, tax debt. Now, I wonder what they mean by seriously delinquent. We'll have to look that one up. Just so you know.
Does that apply to everybody across the board?
Well, they're doing it.
Well, you can't. It's a violation of your constitutional rights.
Yeah, well, they seem to have a monopoly on that. And then the next one is...
I wonder if that includes movie stars. I'm just saying.
Well, does it include IRS personnel?
Yeah, and IRS personnel, yeah.
You know, when they go on the champagne trips, maybe that's why the only reason they go is to Vegas is because
they can't leave the country. By their own regulations.
Here's number three. Offer and compromise program. Get strict on filing compliance. They've been strict on filing compliance for a year. That's never changed.
That's because you're conservative.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's about to get fair.
Oh, here's one that's worth note is financial collection standards expenses limits went up. So now you can be poor even more so than you were before, and they can't collect money from you. Mm. And then what we've got here, this is a good one. The IRS is testing faster processing for certain high debt installment agreements.
Yeah.
Well, right now they have to give you an installment agreement if your debt is $50,000 or under. Now maybe they're going to process that faster. Most people didn't even know. Most people didn't even know.
They're still going to process you faster if you're broke.
Well, if you're broke, you can't really pay them, which puts you in an uncollectible hardship status.
So you go faster. You go to the top of the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yay.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's number six. IRS.gov now shows tax balances. I wonder if you can get a copy of the
Your tax return?
If you're Trump. And the takeaway from all this, stay in compliance to avoid all collection together, avoid collection activity. In other words, pay all your taxes and file all your tax returns. Or
like we say.
It's like that Metallica song.
Now we say.
Obey your master.
anyway, that's the top tips from the IRS. And then all the
that's
other things.
That's kind of scary in itself. I'm just saying, when the IRS says, top ones you should know about.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, the other stories, we got about 15 minutes left. I guess we have Dane on the line as well.
I believe we do.
Okay.
Are you with us, Dane?
Hey, Linda. Hi, Mark. How are you guys?
Hey, the fun never stops, man.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, the fun does never stop in the asylum. That's a fact. Just wanted to follow up. I think there's a couple calls in today about the book that just been released, Geoengineering, A Chronicle of Indictment, available at Orchard Nutrition, also on geoengineeringwatch.org. And for people to consider why we're trying so hard to raise attention on what's happening in our skies every single day, with very few exceptions. If the air we breathe is laden with toxic heavy metals, which we know are in the air column from lab testing, and we know the human health effects, we know the environmental effects, all of which are cataclysmic, I would encourage people to consider that we must face this issue. If we're to retain our health, our cognitive ability, our functional environment, which we need to survive, obviously, that this is the greatest all-out assault from our government, and all the things you guys discuss are certainly other aspects and viable. But the particles being sprayed in the atmosphere above us are a very direct assault against our health and our ability to stay healthy, and the environment, the atmosphere, climate, so forth. So this is an issue that I hope people face, prioritize, and we have a new tool for that effort that is available at Orchard. And the publisher that's helped us with this book, Mark and Linda, is only in this for the cause, and they've made it available at a very reasonable price. It's a 750-page book that's an easy read, very categorized, comes with a commercial DVD. It's $25 at Orchard, and that's including tax. And all the proceeds go right back into the cause, so people are helping the cause by supporting that publication as well. And the environmentalists, you guys would probably consider this too. Why aren't environmentalists or the local climate change people addressing this issue? Mark and Linda, would you not agree that you really can't have a viable conversation about the climate without discussing this issue first?
Well, I would think so. You know, another one that really bothers me is Fukushima. You know, we got radiation bleeding into the, you know, getting ready to completely destroy the Pacific Ocean. But they don't talk about any of this stuff. And if you call up Channel 7, it's like, don't bully and attack us, you know, because we get the facts right. You know, I mean, it's all full of crap, you know. But listen, Dane, we've got very little time. We've got 10 minutes left. We've got some other stories to cover. We appreciate your call.
Thanks for calling in.
I agree with you guys about the critical stories that aren't being covered. So let's keep the pressure on these local media people that are masking reality from the public.
That's what we're doing.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Dane.
A lot.
You bet.
Bye.
So the point is local media doesn't give a crap. Okay, these people have peaked in their career. They're stuck in a small town reporting small town news. They just want to keep their head down.
You know what I found out? I found out something really big.
They like their paycheck.
I found out something really big on Channel 7 that they're going to have some kind of a bike event with Brett Weaver and Mike Krueger and who's the other tall, skinny guy that does the weather? They're going to is that Mike Krueger?
No. You're talking about Rob Mangus,
and they're going to have a bike thing. They're doing a bike.
Okay.
They're doing a mountain bike thing. That's very interesting.
That was breaking news, huh?
Well, you're not going to get anywhere with these guys because even when you confront them with that, they're like, hey, you guys are basically just polishing the brass around here. You're not being a journalist. They really respond with, yeah, we know. So what? We don't
either
care.
That or I feel threatened by you.
Yeah, they don't care.
Are you
as long as they can keep getting their paycheck?
Are you threatening me to report the news accurately and fairly and truthfully?
Okay, so my thought process is instead of hitting these people, the press, in the head over and over and over, which doesn't do anything.
No, they're getting paid.
Disengage from them.
Disengage.
Stop watching Channel 7. Stop reading the Record Searchlight and find other avenues and get people to support that. My question is how do we take over public radio and public television? Because we're all supposed to have access to it.
We could have a Channel 7 coup drive.
We can have a Channel 9 power hour.
Yeah. It'll be like Gangs in New York.
Yeah, I'm tired of watching us beat the same methods to death.
Yeah, I agree with you. We gotta do something different. Yeah, we gotta do something different because, you know, more people need to support alternative news and whatever we can do out there because the real deal is these guys are bozos. They don't report anything. I mean, if it doesn't, you know, fit into the narrative that everything's fine and the Democrats are all good and the Republicans are, you know, bad and the government is going to solve all of our problems, then it's just crap.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
Maybe we'll write a letter to the governor.
A strongly worded letter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're too busy with our hands out in our, you know, I guess, the, you know, what's this deal about this red flex camera thing? You know, I mean,
unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Which we knew.
Speed cameras ruled unconstitutional. City has to pay back ticketed drivers. This is from February 14th, 2015.
My question
is that? I think that was a sphincter puckering down at City Hall.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So the City of Reading is involved in that too, where they have to pay back?
I'm not sure. I read posted this. I didn't have time to read the whole thing.
Right now, it is in Ohio where this case came up. It was a local thing. It got bounced up to the Ohio Supreme Court. The state decided not to challenge it, so it didn't advance to the Supreme Court. But it definitely sets precedents, once again, that it denies your Fourth Amendment right to due process of law. You can't just set up a camera and start busting people from it. It is illegal, especially when a private corporation makes money from it.
Yeah. So if they do have to pay back, I wonder how much money that would be.
They don't know, according to them.
Yeah, I like this opto-traffic. It used to be Red Flex. Now it's opto-traffic. The private vendor that handles the paperwork made more than $1 million off 45,000 people over 15 months. So there's a private company making money for shuffling the paperwork, to
getting your constitutional rights.
Yeah, because they've got a little racket going here about stripping people of their money, through illegal, unconstitutional cameras that monitor whether you ran a red light or not.
Yeah, and it was also found that they were issuing tickets to people that were making right hand on red because they weren't stopping for 3 seconds. Unfortunately, there's nothing in the law that says you have to stop for 3 seconds. It just says that you have to pause and before you take your right hand turn.
And proceed safely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the city wasted over $100,000 defending the cameras when citizens fought back with a class action suit. A group of three lawyers filed a suit in 2013 arguing, this is in Miami, New Miami's automated ticketing ordinance gave vehicle owners no realistic opportunity to defend themselves against the demand for a payment of up to $180. It's like $400 here. Okay, and so the city must pay back $3 million plus to people who were ticketed. And so I'm saying we got to do something here. We got to do something about these pieces of garbage that are running our city that think this is a good thing. Oh, it's going to help everybody. No, it's a money machine. It's a cash cow. You guys are just stripping the people to make up for your lack of, fiscal responsibility and spending, look at what they did for the unions. Give them everything. Give them everything. You know, the 7% on their, I swear. It's just unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable, though. That's the problem.
It's totally believable.
And their whole defense is, it doesn't cost the city if anything because if we don't make enough money, Redflex just takes what money we do make and writes off what we lose. And then they get to write it off as a bad debt on their taxes, you idiot.
And where does the money go?
They don't know.
Well, the city of Reading gets a portion if they actually issue enough tickets to pay Redflex. Then the rest gets distributed by the county around to the city and 14 separate accounts with the state, most of which are comprised of accounts that were supposed to go to the building of our new courthouse. But since we're not getting our new courthouse, where's our red light traffic money?
They don't know.
Again.
It must be in the same place as our road taxes.
Yeah, it's called it's called the three-card Molly shuffle.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah. Well, moving right along, we got a couple more minutes before we're done. Game changer, this is coming in from the Natural News. Insurance companies panic over cash-only doctors that may make insurance obsolete. Wow, we could actually go directly to the doctors and negotiate with them and pay them cash for
services. No, you can't do that.
And bypass the insurance companies?
You have to have Obamacare first.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I got to have insurance. Oh, what am I going to do? I got to go apply for this covered California crap that it doesn't cover much of anything. And
yeah, it does. It covers you paying them more.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, and I get these big, huge penalties if I decide not to sign up. But, wait a minute. If I do sign up, then I get even more penalties because of the premium tax credit. If I'm broke and I make too much money and I got to have this stuff because somebody mandated it. And even though it's unconstitutional and it's the government forcing you to have insurance, even though that's never happened before in the country, I got to do it because I'm scared.
Because I said so.
Where do I send the check?
Yeah, exactly. Direct involvement with my doctor and my insurance company's not describing to my doctor what care I should and shouldn't get. And I'm trying to figure out how this is a bad deal for anybody.
Yeah.
Except for them.
Hey, I mean, is this not really the concept that should be referred to as single-payer health care? The person needing the health care pays for it?
Yeah, otherwise you can make your checks out to, what's the guy's name that, the guy that invented this stuff?
Manuel.
It begins with a G,
The guy that said we passed Obamacare because Americans are stupid?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I do, too. I can even see his smarmy little face.
Yes.
Dang it. Now it's going to stick with me.
We're at the end. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I swear. Anyway, Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. If you were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Stay tuned for We the People here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that the Senate will have to buckle down when it returns from its two-week recess this week. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has a story from Capitol Hill.
Senator McConnell says Iraq should be a top priority.
What I do think we're going to succeed in doing, which the previous administration started, and I think this administration is going to finish, which is to get ISIL out of Iraq.
The majority leader tells reporters he also believes the Secretary of Defense will recommend a residual force of U.S. troops to stay behind in Iraq. Completely withdrawing from Iraq was in the past, as McConnell puts it, a bad idea. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
North Korea has